I've got a cool opportunity how you can start making serious money. Drive with Uber. You know, Uber, the popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. This is Bart Shore, and I use Uber all the time. Love them. And you'll love being your own boss when you drive with Uber. It's great for parents, teachers, students, anyone who needs flexibility, working when you want. You just need a car and a license to get started. Then you'll thank me for telling you how to get paid every week. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Anthony Rizzo will start for the National League in the All-Star Game. Cubs slugger will be the designated hitter for Bruce Bochy's club. Rizzo bats sixth between Buster Posey and Johnny Peralta, also participating in the Home Run Derby, weather permitting, in a ballpark he likes.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be fun. Just soak it all in. I'm going to do the same thing and enjoy it. You never know if we'll ever go again and if anyone will ever go again. So just have as much fun as we can.
Rizzo will be joined by fellow Cubs teammate Chris Bryant in the Slugfest at the Great American Ballpark. Bryant faces the Angels' Albert Pujols in round one. Rizzo gets Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays. Chris Sale won't start the All-Star game, but he will pitch. AL manager Ned Yost worked it out with Sox skipper Robin Ventura to allow the Sox ace to throw an inning tomorrow. Sale threw 115 pitches in a win over the Cubs on Saturday. Meantime, Cowboys executive Stephen Jones has denied a report that wideout Dez Bryant gave the team a Wednesday deadline to sign him to a long-term deal, or he'll skip training camp and maybe regular season games. Bryant has until Wednesday to sign a franchise tender. Also, former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery after an incident in which he punched a juvenile in the face on the beach after a dispute over beach chairs. Jordan Spieth won the John Deere Classic, his fourth tournament victory of the year. Spieth now the second golfer since 1940 to win five PGA Tour events before turning 22. Last to do it, Tiger Woods, who won sixth. He's paired with Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama for the first round of the British Open this weekend. And the Blackhawks prospect camp continues today. Bulls Summer League action resumes tomorrow. They'll take on Brooklyn in Vegas. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' graduate school. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU and play golf at Seven Bridges for as low as $59 a round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in those low rates and gives you the flexibility to use these rounds however you choose. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is Friday at 12:35 when the White Sox host the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Jordan Bernfield. Nice to have you with us today doing the updates. Thank you to our producers, Nick Shepkowski and Brendan McCaffrey. We were guest-free today, not one guest. None needed. Had a very, very good time today. And tomorrow, no idea if there will be guests or not. It's the All-Star break, because we're supposed to have Joe Maddon tomorrow, but he's not going to be there. We asked for Theo Epstein, but I think he's on the All-Star break, too. I think everybody's on the All-Star
break. Well, I might have somebody jump on about the Summer League and the importance or lack thereof of it.
I would love that from Vegas, because I watched a ton of Summer League. a ton actually, on Saturday.
I enjoyed watching D'Angelo Russell.
That's I watched the doubleheader. I watched the Bulls Saturday,
still
followed by
pick,
followed by Lakers and Sixers. Did you see who had the best guest the guest interview in the middle of the game, middle of the Bulls game? They did 10 great minutes with John Malkovich.
It was fun.
Huge Bulls fan. Huge NBA fan.
Interesting.
Really?
Yep.
Very interesting stuff.
It's better than a coach interview because they don't want to say anything.
Doug Collins stories. And
he grew up next door to Doug Collins. And
oh, boy. Did you ever see him?
Yeah. He didn't get much sleep.
And remember, as a charter member of the Steppenwolf Theater in 1976, spent a lot of time here in Chicago, was in Chicago on and off until 85, so he saw some of the early Jordan time, but it was
Were you
great.
Alone watching this
100%
NBA summer games? Or was there, would you no, have people over?
He was having a summer league party.
what? A summer league party. What?
Wait a minute. What? My head hurts. What did you just say?
I don't watch brothers who will be driving taxis really soon. Yeah.
I opened my windows. I opened my windows and said, "I'm going to scout
Uber." That's right. I will see the Uber.
Jakar Sampson
soon.
Will pick you up in an Uber Black.
Well, actually, well, we'll pick up. See, that's why I'm afraid to order it.
That's the last thing I need.
You know what kind of driver you're going to
get? That's why you can feel better when you see Drew Crawford there, because at least you know Drew Crawford is going to be wearing a suit with a six-figure job because of the Northwestern education and everything else. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, we'll let Spiegel scout it for us the entire summer.
I'll let you know.
That's his deal. You were in charge of Wizards basketball back in the day.
I got Wizards. He's I'll cover the Wizards.
I got Summer League. I'm on Summer League.
Someone who's going good.
Full-fledged bum fest or anything to be learned?
Saturday, fun. Bobby Portis looked awesome.
Mm. Bobby Portis can be the best Bobby Portis could be.
I'll tell you this, though.
Then he ran into trouble.
Burnsy,
he was Miles in basketball. Friday Night Lights, talking about how good he is all the time. Yeah, that's what he is.
Apparently, he looked bad yesterday. But
he was awful. He was awful 1-for-10.
Well, he shot like 9 of 11 on Saturday, mm-hmm. including like 3 different threes, and showed the ability to actually like dribble drive and dribble kick.
What position?
He's a power forward.
He's a power forward, but he was better on the perimeter than I thought. He also backed down Carl Anthony Towns a couple of times.
Yeah, he was going to Carl Anthony
Towns.
He's
strong.
And Carl was actually giving him a look like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, because
like,
he's insane. Bobby Portis is insane.
He doesn't stop. He's okay. going to hurt someone.
You know what
he's
going to do? He's going to make a veteran in prep. Pau Gasol is going to pull him aside in practice at some point. And say,
I got no knees. Relax.
Here's the deal. We don't do this, or I'm going to car bomb you.
No, he's Summer League is tough because those guys aren't going to get those shots in the offense when the league starts. So you got to, I think Summer League
take it with a grain.
Yeah. Well, and you see what guys can do as far as movement. And I think what a lot of people are going to have to get used to very soon is talk to a guy about it last night. As crazy as Tom Thibodeau was about defense, that's how Fred Hoiberg is about offense. Now, don't let the smooth taste fool you. Like, he'll smile and talk to you, but reads and cuts and those kinds of things, if you watch those, his offense, it looks foolish.
And you know what's funny, Jay, is that
Doug McDermott's got a lot of pressure on him. You hear Gar getting interviewed about Doug and pushing Doug. Like, Doug's play will speak for itself.
We're efforting him.
And I said,
we're trying to get him on this week.
Yeah, if he looks like he doesn't belong there, he'll be fine.
The kids say that they're overwhelmed. The Summer League Bulls say they're overwhelmed with the offense.
Crazy. But he was only going to coach the first two games and then let the assistants do it, right?
And also, the coaches said they put in like 1/20th of the playbook.
Yeah, no, he's got.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And that was the problem, like, with Flip Saunders. Flip Saunders will put in so much stuff that even veterans are like, dude, we only need 10 or 12 of these.
And you could call
and
him
different
dude.
Variations of it.
Ironically, you know who else had that problem, who learned his lesson? And if he ever does come back to the NBA.
Lawrence Frank?
No. Calipari.
Yeah.
When Calipari was with the Nets, it was the same kind of complaint. It's just like, man, you're calling something every time. Like, wait, what is he calling? Which one is that?
I wish he'd sit down during the college games, too.
And Johnson actually brought that up about Tom.
Yeah.
And it's something that I hadn't heard before when we talked to Eddie Johnson about Tom Thibodeau, saying, like, the what it does when you loom over everything and you're never sitting is, one, you're never talking to your assistants, and two, even if you're not calling a play, it makes the point guard or whoever feel like, all right, do I have this? It's my biggest gripe about college basketball.
I think
you're always trying to coach every play.
Calipari just did not relent ever with a team that didn't lose until the final. Right. Just would not do it. I mean, I know you want to go back to the NBA at some point. If the right job comes along, you'll probably do it. But sit down. STFD. I mean, seriously. That's what you do.
PTFB. PTFB and STFB.
SMH.
OMG. STFD.
I'm just trying to help the coach. You know what I mean? Is Fred Hoiberg going to be pacing? I can't remember.
No,
is he a pacer?
He was sitting down.
He's not a pacer. What?
Terry, sitting. Sitting down, especially while they're on offense. And Casey made a point to tweet it. Gonna have to get used to a guy who sits down.
Sit, dude.
Of course, our transition is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. So, we got no baseball for a couple of days. Baseball.
This is historically a very interesting time for the Boers and Bernstein show. All-Star week.
Because the foolishness happened.